How to Get Off the Launchpad. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 120. Thanks for joining me today. And I want to talk about, well, one of my own problems today. You see, this last Friday, I taught a class called For God Alone. It was class three of a series about quiet times, times of quiet with God. And I'm really enjoying it, and there was good material in it, though I say so myself. But I did notice that my introduction was way too long. I didn't get to the meat of the material, and in particular the practical applications, until, well, quite near the end. And then I had to cut one or two bits and rush some bits. And I left dissatisfied with my own, if you like, performance, my own ability to get across what I thought was most important. And I looked back at my notes and thought, I got stuck on the launch pad. I got stuck in the introduction. And I think introductions are very important, don't get me wrong. And they need attention. They need to be good. They need to be well thought through. And in fact, my introduction wasn't a bad introduction. It's just that I got stuck there. It was too long. And I looked back at the previous week and the week before, and something similar was happening, though not quite as bad as this last Friday. So I have a tendency to get stuck in my introductions. And so I've done some reflecting on why that might be. And I wonder if you have a similar challenge. I think it's really because I'm insecure. Deep down, like most speakers, I have an insecurity that am I authentic here? Am I worthy of speaking, especially when it comes to talking about quiet times? And I'm not perfect, if any such thing exists, in terms of having quiet times or having perfect quiet times. And when I stand up, I always feel like a bit of a fraud. That shouldn't stop me from speaking, and I know that. And I have a conviction that I can bring something to the table that's useful for people. But I still think there's some insecurity there, and that's why I get stuck in the introduction and don't move on, because perhaps I don't want to get into the material in some way. I want to prove myself, perhaps, in the introduction, and that's not a healthy place to be. So what do we do with this? And so here's what I'm thinking. I'm talking off the top of my head here a little bit now, thinking about this next week, this next Friday, what I'll do differently. And I think perhaps, well, let's think about this. Firstly, I need to look at the introduction and the length of it in my notes compared to the other parts of the presentation. So I had an introduction, then I had a couple of points, an application section, and a conclusion. And I looked at my notes, and my introduction section was a couple of pages, whereas the others were a page or two here and there. Perhaps what I need to do is make my introduction one page, just make it shorter, in fact, than the other sections. And that way, at least I'll know that looks shorter. Hopefully it will be shorter. That's the first thing. Second thing I need to do with my introduction is to, having written it, cut some stuff out. And that's always the way to get something a bit more efficient and clear, is look at it and then cut. I think I need to be more ruthless about cutting out some things that aren't necessary to make the point or to introduce things. So that's the second thing I can do. And maybe the next thing is to be really clear on the purpose of the introduction. What am I trying to achieve? What do I want people to be thinking as we go into the main body of the presentation? So that's the third thing. So I'll put that into practice for this Friday's class, which will be the 24th of August. So if you want to see how I do, check me out on my podcast, on my YouTube channel, and I'd love to know what you think of it. And look, let me know how you deal with this. How do you deal with your own introductions? How do you make sure they don't go on too long? How do you make sure you get into the body of your material, not shortchanging your introduction, which can be very helpful, and they are important, but on the other hand, not getting stuck there, not getting stuck on launchpad. The point of the launchpad is to launch something, and the point of an introduction is to launch something that is important and needs to get off the ground. So let me know what you think. I'd love to know. So please leave a comment in the comment box. Leave it publicly so we can all read it, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you think of someone who might benefit from this, then please pass the link on. Leave me a comment. Leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Please do that, because it increases the visibility of these recordings for other people to find. And thank you so much for listening, and pass me your suggestions too. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.